50 of the Ignite Your Purpose Show podcast vlog where these two gentlemen talk. I'm the sexier half, obviously. John's the brains behind the operation. And 150, we're simply here to say thank you and kind of have a quick chin wag of what it's taken to get here, how much we've learned, how grateful we are for all of this. And John, what is it that Ignite Your Purpose does, by the way?
We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. Woo! The mix of the mental, the physical, and the kind of the spiritual knowledge that gained over the years. It's our mind, body, soul trifecta. And I just want to say negative to positive all the time. Negative to positive. Ignite.
I was going to say, show us the t-shirt, baby. Show us the t-shirt.
It's there. It's there. It's there. And one last thing, apologies for Max. He was a little bit premature when we went this live. A few seconds, so we are Ignite Your Purpose. Welcome to our show. Thank you for listening, for watching, for taking part, for engaging, all of that stuff. Yeah, man, 150 shows. It started on a whim. We'd fallen off a cliff with our original way of doing these shows. It was a little bit challenging. So we sat down on opposite sides of the Atlantic and said, right, well, if we're going to do it, let's do it right now. And we do it every day until such a time as either Max or myself, we don't enjoy it anymore. We feel like we're not providing value to anybody, or simply if you guys say, look, just sharp, guys, enough already. We've heard it. So I just want to say thank you to Max for his contribution in this. I personally get a huge amount of value out of doing this. And for example, today I came in from work outside in the cold, a bit tired, and just 10 minutes of bumping our gums and the energy levels lift up, and then we're ready to start smashing out the show. So Max, what's the best part of this experience for you so far?
You know, to be honest, like we said, John, my journey started over a year ago now, when I came to your neck of the woods, took that course, yada, 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 which got me somewhat of a blueprint. But it's, I say this with everything, man, I've never gone to post-secondary education. I never did any of that. I'm from the school of the hard knocks. I'm from the school of the streets. And I think that this is what this is for me, because it's me and you having to figure stuff out every day. Nothing's given to us. We're fighting every day to get better, to learn more. We want the quality up. We want this. We want that. And it's not like John and I have a massive bank account. We're just like, hey, Bob, get this done for us. We're definitely not there. So it's John and I every day on this technology thing, talking to each other. John's wife probably loves the fact that he's online with me all the time, because we're trying to figure shit out. And when we do, and we always do, and it might be difficult, but we always do, it's just like, man, there's another level we just accomplished. So it's been inspiring. And it shows that there is no limit to what we're capable of, because there have been numerous things that John and I are like, oh, dude, how would we even do that?
How do we do this, man? Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we put it out there. We put in the work. The universe lines up a few things. Example, the app we're working on, and stuff happens. It's just like, okay, cool. So it's teaching us, and through us being taught, we're also putting it out there for everybody else. I think that's the best.
Yeah, sorry, buddy, I went over you there because you were going on a bit long. I thought I'd shut you up. And another really interesting fact is that people are just coming into our lives who have some of these skills and advice. So there's a friend of mine from Ramsey. I went to school with his brother, and we got chatting in the street. And he says, I know a little bit about SEO, and he's been helping us. And then we got to the point, we said, oh, it'd be nice to have a t-shirt printed. And he went, I'll design a t-shirt for you.
Boom.
And I think they're pretty cool, actually. Negative to positive. Do you like that? I like that.
That's John made that up, by the way. That's pretty fancy.
That's ours. I'm going to put a little trademark on the end of that. So, I was chatting to an entrepreneur, and he said, "Oh, I know a cameraman. Oh, I know a guy who writes apps, and I'm sure they'll sit down and have coffee with you within 2 days." I I'm having coffee with the app guy, I'm having a cup of tea with the video, the audio guy, and they're not doing this work for us, but they're pointing us in the direction of, look at this program, or look at this piece of equipment, or go and do some, throw it back to me, I'll have a look, I'll critique it for you. And so there's this step-by-step, or this steady trickling of guidance. And like Max said a few minutes ago, I'm sure if we wanted to, we could put our hands in our pockets and just go, right, let's make a studio at each end that looks pretty much the same, and we'll go and blow £1,000 on the camera each, and we'll get a couple of mics, and then we won't go live, because actually it's easy just to do it, record it, put the two videos and the two audio files in one pot, and the box just kind of makes it into a show, and then somebody can upload it for us. And we could do that, but where's the freaking fun in that? Where's the learning and the growth? Because even if this podcast ended tomorrow, the skills that we've learned to, oh, my brother's getting married, I'll do the video. I know a little bit about photography, or I can get everybody's cameras and put something together, or whatever it might be. But these skills that will now be with us forever, even that basic skills that may inspire us to say, do you know what? I've always fancied a bit of photography. I've done a bit. Now let's go and learn some more. So that's what I've got out of it. So Max, do you want to finish this up?
I'll say this, you know, with a lot of our audio popping off, which has been really cool, the numbers are growing tons on audio as well. I'll say this, you know, I see a lot of people who start podcasts that I'll say are famous, huge, you know, reality TV stars. I've seen them start their shows. And I see them show one, man, they've got this studio from, you know, the networks, and they're sitting down in these $10,000 leather couches, and they got the perfect lighting and these $20,000 mics. You know, I'm sure there's a time and a place for that, but, you know, this is, like I said, this is real talk. This is two dudes who have done it, starting from the bottom, taking it to the top. And I'm glad and I'm pumped that everybody's on this journey with us. And I'm pumped, John, for all the connects we're making and how much we're growing in our daily life. So yeah. I thank you for that. And I thank everybody for listening and putting up with us. And I hope you guys get some comedy or entertainment out of it, as well as knowledge. That's all I got to say.
We'll see you tomorrow. And for any of you who haven't heard the story, it's fairly similar. You know, we both kind of moved to a different country. We both grew up in a pretty tough environment at home. We both left home at 13, 14, 15 years old. And we've had the ups, and we've had some great ups, and we've had some pretty fucking downs, you know, below ground level as well. And then it's just plugging it up step by step. And I think somewhere along the way, if I'd have had a couple of people to maybe listen into, tune into, maybe not, you know, listen to every word they've got to say, but go, that's interesting. And it enabled me to make some better or different choices or more informed choices. That would have been useful. And in some way, shape or form, that's what Max and I hope to create, is just a little pot of positivity for people to tune into and to grow from.
I was going to say a lot of this is for people who are, you know, over 20, 25, 30. But I also noticed, John, like, you know, the youth needs some positivity to look at. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I see it in the gym every day when I see these little kids, you know, well, maybe not little kids, but 12 to 14 year olds, you know, they look up and they're looking for guidance. And like you just said, if we were that age and we had somebody that was obviously as cool as me, right, and as brilliant as you,
to talk some
real life knowledge, not just like, well, you should do this, Johnny, and it'd be really good if you did that, Susie. No, this is what we did. These are the decisions we made. This is the consequences, and this is how we got better. That's why we're here.
And we're not bashing anybody, you know, but we're not bashing the celebs who've had it all scripted out, or some youngster who's 18 and he's trawled the internet for the how to, the why to, the where to, and he's created a short course. You know, I'm 45. Max is probably pushing 40 by now, you know, with our baby good looks. And we think we've just got some genuine experience behind what we're saying. It's not just bullshit that we're spouting out, thinking it'll sound cool. But from me to you, thank you for the audio, for listening, for the video, people watching on YouTube. If you like it, subscribe, hashtag like, thumbs up, hit the bell, whatever it is. We don't really know. But please do keep tuning in for the next 150 and beyond.
See you tomorrow, people.
I'm here. Bye.